Madam Clerk, item number 16.
Item 16, from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to extend Airport Agreement Number CN1906 between Milwaukee County and SSP Inc. at General Mitchell International Airport for a term of 5 years commencing November 1st, 2019 and ending October 31st, 2024. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Mr. Blue and Corp Counsel.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, again, Interim Airport Director Terry Blue, and with me, Corporation Counsel, Mr. Tim Karaskevich. November 30th, 2009, Milwaukee County entered into an airport agreement with SSP America for the development and operation of concession space in the Terminal Mall and the concourses at General Mitchell International Airport. The agreement's been amended in 2009 and in 2010. To reduce space in the concession mall for reassignment to host and to add space on each of the three concourses because of anticipated greater needs for additional space. SSP is one of our two master concessionaires. We have SSP and we have HMS host. SSP is the group that's partnered with, I believe it's the Bartolotta Group, as well as the Daniels family, which is their ACDBE. SSP operates in the Collectivo coffee stands in the Terminal Mall, Concourses C and D, formerly Alteras. They also operate the North Point in Concessions Mall, known as Restaurant on Concourse D, and the Pizzeria Piccola and Auntie Anne's on Concourse C. Subsequent to airline mergers and service reductions, some locations that were awarded to SSP on Concourse E and lower level of Concourse D were no longer needed, and the board authorized amending the agreement to reduce space on the lower level of D and reduce the minimum annual guarantee associated with the agreement accordingly. When SSP proposed developing food and beverage facilities at GMIA in 2008, they estimated annual sales, what the annual sales would be required for SSP and their partners to realize profitable investment. From 2009 through 13, SSP's realized revenue shortfall of approximately $12 million from its anticipated sales. SSP, on the other hand, has invested almost $4.5 million into the airport. Largest discrepancy from their projections to what they actually realized came on Concourse D, subsequent to the de-hubbing of Milwaukee by Frontier Airlines. At one time, I believe there was just two operational gates out there by U.S. Airways, and which led to SSP actually closing down one of their restaurants out on Concourse D. The agreement with SSP requires SSP to America to spend roughly $50 per square foot to refurbish facilities beginning with the sixth year of the contract after November 1st, 2013. SSP is agreeing to meet their contractual obligation, but they have requested from the airport an additional five-year term for SSP and its ACDBE partners so that they could realize their return on their investment. SSP believes that the extension is warranted at this time because, one, they've been an exemplary tenant, and two, they have fulfilled all of its contractual obligations. It's never requested financial relief despite lagging behind in its revenue projections. SSP also states that given that it has not been able to recover the investment that is made in GMIA on the projected schedule as anticipated, it would be difficult for them to make and recover the midterm investment without requesting either rent relief or an agreement extension. When approached, airport staff then discussed with SSP America what would be required for the airport to be amenable to the five-year agreement, namely some contractual language changes and an additional an additional midterm investment of approximately $500,000 to refurbish the facilities beginning in November of 2019. The additional language in exchange for the five-year term being requested by SSP in addition to the mid-year term investment. That the includes that the county could at any time develop other concessions at the airport, that such new concessions could be developed at any location at any time, and maybe of any kind, and shall not give rise to any claims by SSP, that SSP could only assign the agreement after airport approval, and that airport could assign it without SSP's approval, and that should SSP choose to not exercise the options contained in the lease, that they would have no recourse against the county. As for the fiscal impact, SSP currently has a minimum annual guarantee to the airport of just over $800,000 a year. Actually, it's 800. It says 804,000. SSP sales approximately $7.5 million, and they've been paying above the minimum annual guarantee. They are on a percentage of gross at present.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. At this time, I would like to move approval of item 60.
Supervisor Lisco.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if their payments exceed the MAG, that means their sales exceed the minimum that the MAG was based on. I mean, they projected a certain level of sales that they would need to cover the MAG. So even though they're $12 million under their projections of where they want to be, that's not actually a loss. I mean, assuming you agreed to the MAG, you had to believe that at the MAG level, you were still profitable. So I don't understand. If you're exceeding your MAG in sales, then how are you? You're just below where you want to be. You're not unprofitable.
That's accurate. But when they take into account the capital investment they made initially, they're not recovering their capital investment quickly enough to justify the second capital investment.
So that wasn't. I mean, that's not part of your calculation. I mean, that over your. You know your time period over which you're going to have to make your second injection. And don't you, I mean, isn't it all performed out over the period of those leases? Because there was no...
Right, but that didn't take into account the drop on Concourse D when Frontier dehubbed. Their restaurant on Concourse D was closed for...
I want to say it was around 1 year, one full year, give or take.
That's their largest... restaurant on D.
So is it the investment on D? I'm sorry. So when
they haven't broken down the investment for us by restaurant. They're just talking about their entire investment at the airport.
So if we hadn't reduced the MAG to in consideration of that, would
we
they
did,
then?
We
I thought you said we did.
But it was for additional space that was actually never developed. There was to be
no investment.
Supervisors. There was to be space out on Concourse E. There was to be some space in the lower level D. So, but those were never developed as well. So it was reduced from I have an amount of 819,000 down to 804,000. I believe is the current amount.
But even with that, they're still exceeding. They're exceeding the MAG even without that space that wasn't developed. And
the MAG was adjusted to account for the space that we took out of their lease because it wasn't developed.
The 15,000.
Yes. I believe that to be accurate. Yes, sir.
I guess so. Who did the due diligence to determine that this is a reasonable adjustment? That five more years is what they need to make up. What's reasonable to adjust for, rather than our alternatives, you know.
Well, we get into the
nothing. I guess that's one alternative.
We get into the difficulty of trying to. Apportion a capital investment for a single year, which is typically not done. Rather than let the restaurants go without refurbishment into any part of the 5-year extension, we just insisted on it on an another capital investment of $500,000.
And then isn't this going to put us into, so we're going to require them to make capital investments. Are any of these in the area that we just approved $400,000 to look at in the mall area to look at redoing that whole thing? I mean, aren't we potentially going to be in a scenario where...
This is the issue that if we'd like to discuss this in closed session, we can do that. I think we should move into closed session to discuss those competitive issues. If you want to
proceed. That's fine. Fine with me.
Okay, before we go on, Supervisor Bukowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would like to have someone clarify under the recommendations. Number six, and if you could just, in simple person's terms, what does number six mean as far as a recommendation about this right of termination between November 1, 2019 and October 31st, 2024?
If SSP decides to terminate under any of the various termination provisions existing in their concession agreement during that time period, they cannot make a claim against the county for recovery of any of their capital investment. Claims could exist for, they could make a claim that the county is forcing them to terminate, and as a result of that, they're entitled to some recapture of their capital investment, that $500,000. We want to make it very clear that if they exercise to terminate in the period of time they're asking for, that they can't recover any of that investment.
Very good. Thank you.
So, Washington, can you read
us? Do we have a motion to close session?
Do we have a motion?
I would move that we go into closed session if that's the only way I can get answers to questions.
Okay, I just needed to do it so I can then read the... Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee may adjourn into closed session under the provision of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85(1)(e) for the purpose of a committee deliberating or negotiating the purchase of public property, investing of public funds, or conducting other specific public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require closed session with regards to the following matter. That would be item 16.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll for the motion for closed session?
Supervisors Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to enter into closed session prevails.
All right. Let's close it up.